Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise the Lord, this is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm glad you could join us this week as we get into the Word of God. First of all, let me apologize. We haven't had a netcast in a very, very long time, and I'm really sorry that it's been as long as it has. There's just been so much going on. I tell you, we've got some stuff happening with SpeakFaith.tv that is so exciting. Woo, I wish I could share with you all the stuff that's happening. Some of the new speakers that we've got lined up. We haven't officially gotten permission yet from all of them. But once we do, it's going to be... Whew. I'm telling you, 2013 is a year of blessing. You need to already just set yourself in agreement with that and believe for that, that 2013 is a tremendous year of blessing. And one of the areas of blessing is going to be the fact that we have so many folks on SpeakFaith.tv that are preaching and teaching the uncompromising word of faith. I'm already just so thrilled with all the speakers we have. J.B. Whitfield from Clemens, North Carolina has joined us, of course. Larry Hutton has been with us now for quite some time. Dr. Larry Hutton from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Excellent teacher of the word. And then, of course, we recently added, Mark Brzee, I guess, was the last one we added. Mark and Janet Brzee, who are pastoring down in Tulsa as well. Awesome teachers of the word. And Mark is actually, I think, one of the first graduates of Rhema Bible Training Center in the very first class. I've got a picture of Mark when he graduated in the Word of Faith magazine. And I tell you, it makes him look like a little kid. It's amazing. He's gotten just a little bit older. But then, haven't we all? Anyway, I'm telling you, the wealth of teaching, the wealth of experience that he brings to the body of Christ is just awesome. And recently he's been teaching on the last days and what we can expect concerning the last days and, you know, World War III and all the things that are involved in that. Whew, he's got a lot to share, and so I encourage you to check that out. So, you can go to the Roku channel store if you have a Roku device. If you don't, I encourage you to go to our SpeakFaith.tv site. That's right here on the screen, SpeakFaith.tv. Go to that website. In the upper right-hand corner, click on that link. You'll be able to go to the Roku site and buy a Roku device, which is a set-top box. And I know I mention this to you a lot. If you're tired of hearing it, I'm sorry, but I'm just really excited about what we're doing through the SpeakFaith.tv project. And one of the reasons I am so excited is because it fulfills a large part of the vision of this ministry, of Word of Faith Ministries. And that is, as you know, proclaiming the Word of Faith, obviously doing that, showcasing ministries. This is probably the most direct way that Word of Faith Ministries is showcasing different ministries to the body of Christ of anything that I can even imagine. And the Lord spoke to me supernaturally to start this Roku channel, and it has just been building and developing, and that's why I'm so excited about it. So showcasing ministries and then training people to fulfill the Word of God. So I'm telling you, and here's the other thing. I know I've got so much in my heart I want to share with you, but one of the things is that I am so appreciative of all the people who have partnered with us financially, who have contributed to the ministry. They've gone to the website and they've clicked on the link to donate, and and you're saying, wow, thousands have been doing it. No, a few have been doing that, but I tell you what, every one of you are incredibly important to this ministry, and it's going to allow, as a matter of fact, these recent contributions, together with some other financial help from me personally, as a matter of fact, are going to allow us to buy a device that is like the Roku, but it's a different device that we'll be able to build a SpeakFaith.tv channel for that device that'll work just like the one on Roku. Now, I'm still super excited about Roku, but the more devices we can support, the bigger the audience gets, and the more people hear the word, and the more the Word of Faith gets showcased out there. So Whew, I'm excited about that. So when you contribute, it goes toward important things. That's what I wanted to share with you in that regard. All right. Well, let's get into the Word of God today. We're going to pick up with a new topic about being a doer of the Word of God. You need to be a doer of the Word of God. Now, what does it mean when I say be a doer of the Word of God? Well, let's go to James chapter 1. Get your Bibles out, or, you know, your tablet or your computer or whatever it is you have your electronic Bible on. I know with me, I've got it on my computer. I got it on my phone. I got it on my tablets. It's just everywhere. I've got the Word of God. But you need to have the Word available at all times. That's an important point of being a doer of the Word. We're going to get into that today as we start this study. We're going to talk about it probably for the next several netcasts about being a doer of the Word of God. Now, a doer of the Word is someone who actually applies the Word of faith message, the Word of God, the good news gospel that we know and we see in the Bible, applies it on a consistent, regular basis. You're not trying a faith experiment. You're not going to just say, well, you know, I'll give that faith stuff a try. I'm going to tell you, you're not going to have a lot of success giving faith stuff a try. Okay? Sorry to tell you that, but it's, you know, sometimes just by the grace of God, He will bless you and you'll get that faith stuff to work and you may go, woo, it worked. But what you want is consistency. What you want is a regular, consistent life of blessing, living in the blessing. Amen? That's what we want. Well, here's how it's going to happen. It's only going to happen if you are dedicated to the Word of God. It's only going to happen if you stay with the Word. I'm not talking about getting off on tangents. I'm not talking about getting off on strange doctrines and greasy grace and all the things we talked about over the last year. 2012 has been a year that the body of Christ has just gone squirrely with crazy teachings. And the worst offender of those teachings is the greasy grace message, what I call the greasy grace message, which is we don't have to do anything. We were living under grace, so it doesn't matter what we do. We don't have to obey God. We don't have to tithe. We don't have to go to church. We don't have to do nothing. We're just going to be fine because God just loves us that much. Well, you know what? God does love you. He loved you so much that He sent Jesus, His only begotten Son, to the world. Not just to the church. No. Before you heard the message and before you got born again, you were in the world. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever, you a whosoever, I'm a whosoever, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, praise God. That's wonderful. But having everlasting life, both in the kingdom to come, in the future, in heaven, and in the present, the Zoe life of God, present and active in your life, as wonderful as that is, there's more to it that you have to get involved in. And one of the key things you have to do is you have to do the Word of God. You have to do the Word of God. If you don't do the Word, it won't work in your life. The only reason that the promises of God's Word are not working in your life is because you're not doing the Word of God. Okay? That's a Selah moment, if I ever heard one. You know what I mean by that? And all through the Psalms, it says Selah. And some people pronounce it Selah. Whatever. Whatever tickles your fancy. But that word, Selah, means stop and think about what was just said. So when I say let's have a Selah moment, stop and think about what was just said. What did we just say? The only way you're going to see results in your life from the Word of God is if you do the Word, live the Word, commit to the Word personally in your life. I know, you know, there's Christians, I've talked to some Christians that just act like and talk like there's just nothing in the Word that even interests them. They don't even believe the miracles, you know, the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea on dry ground and getting away from the Egyptians. They look at that and go, well, you know, that didn't happen. And there's some who call themselves Christians. They call themselves Christians. And they say, I just don't believe Jesus was actually born of a virgin. You know, the virgin birth. Oh, come now, Dr. Bill. Surely you don't believe that Mary really was a virgin. Listen, if Mary wasn't really a virgin and if Jesus wasn't born of a virgin, not only did he not fulfill prophecy that was necessary for him to have really been the Son of God, but he could not have borne our sins because he had to be completely sinless, free from Adamic sin, the Adamic nature. That means the nature of Adam. Because Adam's sin was carried down to all men. And it followed the line of the Father. So Jesus had to be born without a human father involved. His Father is and was the Heavenly Father, God, who overshadowed Mary. This has been the Christmas season we've just gone through here. And this story should have been taught. Now, in some places, they're so busy talking about holidays and not talking about Christmas and the actual Advent that you haven't maybe heard this message this year. But I'm telling you, the virgin birth is important. And you need to believe it. Why? Because the Bible teaches it. Because the Bible says it. Now, I know a lot of you say, yeah, but Dr. Bill, what about all the contradictions of the Bible? Name me one. Just one. Now, I know a lot of you are getting your pencil and paper ready. You're getting your keyboard ready. You're going to send me an email with one example of a contradiction. But I'm telling you, there are none. Once you study the original text, once you study out what it actually is saying, once you get past translation issues, there are no contradictions. My people, the Word of God says, perish for a lack of knowledge. You lack knowledge of the Word, and that's why you are confused, that's why you are perishing, that's why you're failing. And so when you think there's a contradiction, you just lack knowledge. Because once you get the knowledge, you'll find there are no contradictions. Period. None. If the Bible is not the flawless, 100% true Word of God, then we, to paraphrase Paul a bit here, are of all men most miserable or foolish. I'm telling you. Now, he was talking specifically about Jesus being raised from the dead physically. But see, there's a lot of people that call themselves Christians that say, well, I don't really believe Jesus was physically raised from the dead. That's all spiritual. Well, let me tell you, in order to qualify to be born again, you've got to have done exactly what Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10 says. What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach that, this is what the word of faith is, that if thou shalt believe in thy heart that Jesus has been raised from the dead, okay, and receive him as your personal Lord, that means he has complete control over your life. He can ask you to do anything and you'll just do it. It's what lordship means. People have watered this down to the point it means nothing. But let me tell you, you got to believe Jesus was raised from the dead physically. You got to receive him as Lord. Then it says you shall be saved. The Greek word sozo, saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially and socially, delivered from all temporal evil. That occurs only if you believe that God raised him from the dead and you receive him as your personal Lord. That means he has absolute authority in your life, absolute control. He can ask you to do anything, give up anything, anything, because he's absolute Lord of your life. But I don't want to do that, Dr. Bill. Then you're telling me you don't want to get born again, because that's what it takes to get born again, is to receive him as Lord, recognize that he is your Lord. He can require anything of you. You say, that's awful hard, Dr. Bill. It's time we get real. It's time we man up and get real with the Word of God. That's what this is about. That's what this message is about being a doer of the Word of God. It's time for you to man up. You're either a believer or you're not. Either believe it or you don't. And if you don't, go watch a ball game. Don't waste your time with this. You say, that's awful hard, Dr. Bill. It's time somebody got you by the ears and said, hey, wake up. That's what it's going to take. Because we kind of mushified it to the point, that's not a word, but you don't say it. We made it so gooey and easy that everybody thinks, oh, I must be born again. I grew up in a Christian home. I don't care if you grew up in a Christian home. I don't care if your mom and dad have been born again. I don't care if all your family for all your life back to the great-great-grandfathers have been born again. Are you born again? Have you received Jesus Christ as Lord? If you have, you believed God raised him from the dead. That means believing in the miraculous of God. That means believing in the Word of God. And you have received him as Lord of your life. You have given your life over to him. You will do what he requires you to do. Remember what Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. But I don't want to. Well, then just get in the back of the bus. Okay? I know that's hard on a lot of you because you've been petted for so long. People have just, oh, it's okay. Don't worry. You can believe anything and be a Christian. No, you can't. You're going to have to believe the Word of God. And if you don't believe the Word of God, like I said, go wait in the car. That's the truth. Don't shout me down just because I'm preaching real good, because it's the truth. All right, let's go into the Word. James chapter 1. I think you should have found it by now. We spent about 10 minutes waiting on you. All right. James chapter 1, verse 16. Do not err, my beloved brethren. I could stop right there and preach for the rest of the day. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Don't make a mistake. We'll take it out of the King James. Don't make a mistake. There are a lot of Christians, a lot of beloved brethren. He's talking to Christians, isn't he? Isn't that who a beloved brethren is? A Christian. Don't make a mistake. Now, how do they make mistakes? The very next verse. Are you ready to find out how most beloved brethren are making mistakes? Here we go. Verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. What a revelation. If it's good, it comes from God. Well, let's think about that. Is healing good? Comes from God. Are financial blessings good? Comes from God. Is favor with God and man good? Comes from God. From above. That's what he says. Comes down from the Father of lights. Father of lights. With whom? With God. Is no variableness. Neither shadow of turning. Again, that's King James. I like to put it this way. This is the official Dr. Bill Bailey paraphrase. God's not wishy-washy. He doesn't change his mind. He doesn't say one day, I think today I'll knock him in the head. And then the next day, I think today I'll bless him. See, a lot of Christians are in error concerning that. Think about it. How many people, how many Christians do you know personally that are convinced that God causes problems in their life? Yeah, they do. God does that to teach me something. Well, you've never learned a thing, apparently. No, God doesn't do stuff like that to teach you something. If it's good, it comes from God. If it's bad, it comes from the devil. Jesus made that very clear when he said in John 10:10, that the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, however, I am come that they might have life and life more abundantly. The Zoe life of God we mentioned earlier. They have life and life more abundantly. That comes from Jesus. But killing, stealing, destroying, that comes from the devil. Isn't that simple? But that's a simple truth that a whole lot of Christians hadn't gotten. He says, don't err. Don't make a mistake, my beloved brethren. This is how it works. Okay? Let's put it this way. This is how this system works. God is good. The devil is bad. You got a bad devil, you got a good God. If it's good, it's from above and it's from God. If it's bad, it's from below and it's the devil. Simple. It's just such a simple truth. But people keep missing that. Christians are in error concerning that. Now let's keep reading. God's not wishy-washy. There's no variableness nor shadow of turning. Of his own will. Whose will? God's will. Of his own will, he. Who? Who's he? God. Begat us with the word of truth. Now again, that's King James. I'll take it out of the King James for you. God caused us to be born again. Our spirit being born again with something. That something was absolutely primary and was necessary for you to be born again. Oh, wow, that makes it important, doesn't it? Wow, this is important. I better find out what this is. You ready to find out what the thing is that we're talking about? Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. What's the word of truth? Jesus said in John 17, 17, sanctify them through thy truth or with thy truth. Thy word is truth. Now I want you to think about something with me here. Thy word, that's the word of God, is truth. It doesn't contain some things that are true. Do you see the difference? It doesn't just contain some things that are true. The Word of God is truth. The Word of God is what is true. Yeah, but Dr. Bill, what about the dinosaurs? I don't care about the dinosaurs. There's all kinds of ways to explain about dinosaurs. You can either believe in the gap theory between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2 for millions of years to have taken place between the time of the recreation of the planet. That's one way. You can believe that the earth is 6,000 years old only and that the dinosaurs perished in Noah's flood. I don't care. Doesn't matter what explanation you come up with, but I will tell you one thing. The Word of God is true, and the Word of God will always be proven true no matter what science says. Because true science will always eventually find that the Word of God is true. You say, well, Dr. Bill, that can't be. No, it is the truth. The Bible is the truth, and all other men are liars. Period. And that's got to be your attitude as a believer. And you got to stand for that and stand true to that no matter what comes. That's what this message right here is about. I want you to get it, because in 2013, you're going to be confronted with some things that, you know, there was a movie many years ago about global warming called The Inconvenient Truth. Well, I don't believe in that. Man-made global warming. Is it getting warmer? Okay, maybe it is. It's been getting warmer and getting colder and getting warmer and getting colder all through the years of the history of the earth. And they finally decided recently, all the people that really, really, really believe in global warming, or as they call it now, climate change, all those people have finally decided that by the year something like 2100, that's a long ways off, the earth's temperature may go up one full degree. What? Who cares? That's not enough to worry about. And it's not man-made anyway. You want to blame the sun, or you want to blame solar radiation, or you want to blame the Van Allen radiation belt. I don't care. Whatever you want to do, I don't care anything about all that. But I know the Word of God's true. You say, Dr. Bill, how can you make that blanket statement that the Word of God's true? Because Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Jesus said, my Lord said, I don't care what you say, scientist. I don't care. Jesus said, thy word is truth. And that settles it, period. See, in your mind, in your thinking, in your heart, you've got to know the word of God is true above all else. It must be that way. And right here in James chapter 1, it says that God begat us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. We're new creations because he begat us with his word. Wow. Now we're going to get into the exact methodology that he used next time, because it falls right in line with the Christmas story that we just heard this past week in most churches about how the angel appeared to Mary and said, "Blessed are you among women. You're going to have a son, and that son's going to be, that child's going to be called the Son of God." And Mary said, "Hello, angel. I'm a virgin. How's this going to happen? I've never known a man." That's a biblical way of saying I've never had sex. And the angel explained it very clearly. The angel said, "With God, nothing's impossible," in the King James. But the Greek says, "No word spoken by God is void of the power required to bring that word to pass." Woo-hoo, hallelujah. And you know what Mary's immediate reaction was? "Be it unto me according to thy word." Because what the angel was saying and what Mary was saying was simply this. God said, he used his words. No word he has spoken is void of the power necessary to cause that word to come to pass. So, if God said it, then, as the King James says, nothing's impossible with God, then it's going to be, "So be it unto me according to thy word." And that's the attitude you've got to take about the word of God. God spoke it. It contains the power to cause itself to come to pass. I'm putting that word in my mouth. I'm speaking it out of my mouth. And I'm agreeing, "Be it unto me according to thy word." And if you do that, you will see the word of God be active in your life. You will be a doer of the word if you'll do that. Powerful stuff, I'm telling you. We're out of time. We're going to have to go. I want you to write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Our address is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213-5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code is 27262. Love for you to write me and let me know how this ministry and how the SpeakFaith.tv project is blessing you, how this teaching ministry is blessing you. Whew, I'm so thankful for all you folks watching. You are such a blessing. Glory to God. And I trust that this message has been as powerful for you as it has been for me. Boy, it's got me stirred up. Glory to God. Talk about Holy Ghost. This is Holy Ghost. Be a doer of the Word of God. We're going to talk more about it next time. You can also write me here at Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org. Join us next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.